Media bias has gotten out of control when journalists are manipulating stories and creating drama that doesn't exist. They need to report events, not create a personal spin on the facts. We need media to focus on real issues, let stories be informative, helpful, and truthful. Publications dumb everything down for us, acting as if there are only two points of view on everything and only one worth listening to. We want to know how this problem is going to be fixed. We want to know if others are concerned about what concerns us. We don't get those facts when the media is constantly framing things. It's time to stop telling a simplistic story about complex events. There have been studies done about media bias. Some early researchers interviewed U.S. voters before a presidential election. They looked at the news material they consumed and asked whether their opinion shifted based on the news material they were exposed to. They found opinions rarely changed, but this was because Republicans were reading Republican newspapers and Democrats were reading Democratic newspapers. So people were getting more firm in whatever belief they had. The ideal role of the media is to provide information. It's almost impossible for people to inform themselves about what is happening directly.
How to tell if there's media bias? Is there a lack of diversity? How many people are experts of these news outlets? Are women or people of color? From whose point of view is the news reported? Political coverage often focuses on how issues affect politicians or corporate executives rather than those directly affected. Are there doubled standards? Does the media you're reading hold a standard to one person and a different one to another? Do stereotypes skew coverage? Do the articles judge one type of gender or race, and do they place an image on someone that is wrong? Do headlines and stories match? Usually, headlines are not written by the reporter, since many people just skim headlines. Misleading headlines have a significant impact. What are the unchallenged assumptions? Often, the most important message of the story is not explicitly stated. Is there a lack of context? Does the context fail to focus on any institutional factors? Are stories on important issues featured prominently? Look at where stories appear. If you see that a paper puts non-important issues first, then call and tell them your opinion. Anything helps. News outlets to stay away from. Mainstream media contains a lot of biased news. Many news outlets that a lot of people look at tend to be biased. Some of these news outlets are CBS, ABC, NBC, cable channels like CNN, MSNBC, and the major newspapers and radio outlets. While watching, reading, or listening to these news outlets, make sure to use the information on how to tell if there's media bias, which was talked about previously. Some news outlets that tend to be less biased is BBC, New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, The Washington Post, The Economist, The New Yorker, Foreign Affairs, The Atlantic, and Politico.
How to stop media bias? Expect to be accused of it. There's no way around it, so the more you're prepared, the better off you'll be. Check stories for accuracy. Some stories are proven not to be accurate and factual, but more opinionated. So if you can point out the differences, that will help too. Determine if it's fair to all parties. Learn how to scour stories to pick up on terms and ideas that could indicate a different point of view. Defend yourself. Always back yourself up. You're the only person to ever truly be there for yourself. Write truthfully with facts. If you write truthfully with actual-based facts, more people will find you credible, and it'll bring the rates of media bias down a lot. Media bias is an inevitable thing, but if we can learn to regulate what gets put out, the less there would be of it. Also, if we prevent our own stories from being biased, we can help slow the occurrence of media bias.